Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned into GQ Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
It's your boy, Mike J. So I'm in Sanda. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. And VIP, oh, he did. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind. I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Get money in the top end. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We get money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down. We get money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We get money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down. We get money, pop the bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her.
My money's so bold, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm done, I done did it. All black shades with an all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really go get it.
Cold, 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 Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need another. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottle. I'm on my grown man. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me. I'm hot.
Everything is going on. How are you?
Everything's good, baby.
what's the question? So the question is, if I go snooping, do I have the right to say anything?
The question is, if you go snooping, are you entitled to an explanation? You know what I'm saying? Say you were snooping, you caught your man cheating on you, whatever.
Okay.
Right? You were snooping. Mm-hmm. You found he was cheating on you, but you went through his shit behind his back.
Okay.
Do you have the, you get what you pay for when you find it, or are you doing an explanation?
I'm doing explanation.
You are, so you're not worried about the circumstances of him busting you upside your head and going through his shit or nothing like that, huh?
Well, there's a few things. I'm not a snooper. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that I did snoop. And I found something. Yeah, for argument's sake, because I'm not a snooper. Like, I don't go through phones and all that stuff. I don't, you know.
Right.
Let's just say that I did.
Right.
And I found something. You know what, me? I probably wouldn't even say anything right out the gate. I probably wouldn't say anything.
So you try and catch him?
Well, he's already caught. What I would do is...
Well, no, that's just... Oh, it depends on what you found. It can be a phone number. It can be, some innocent flirting or... So if it's innocent flirting, I'm sure you wouldn't say nothing.
That's minor to me. That's minor. Phone numbers, sex, texting, and all that dumb shit. So, I mean, you know, it does... Whatever with that. But if
what's the line then? What is the line between flirting and doing something? You know what I'm saying? Is it the gray line is explicit pictures?
No.
That's allowable?
No, it's not allowed at all.
Huh?
But it's not allowed. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, baby.
Oh, okay. It's not allowed, but if a chick send you pictures, well, I'm supposed to say, why are you getting pictures in your phone? A chick could have just woke up on a Friday, could have just been on a Friday night and sent some pictures. She felt like sending it to him. My concern is what my man is saying and sending the woman.
Correct.
I don't care what people are sending to him. I care about what are you sending. If you're responding and you're saying some out-of-pocket shit and you're sending pictures and all that, that's my concern. I don't care about what chick is saying in his phone. Now, it might mean that he had some type of conversation with them before or did something to make her want to say that.
That was my next question.
You can kind of read into what chicks are saying, and they'll let you know, like, oh, he must have did something or whatever. But at the end of the day, the deal breaker for me is the words that's coming out of his mouth and the things that he's sending and saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
period.
So what if she's, like, coming on to him? You know what I'm saying? You don't see that as being a problem? And him, like, shutting the shit down? Or he's just laughing and joking along with it.
Yeah, but men, you know, they it's whatever. At the end of the day, I'll investigate. I'm an investigator. That's what I do. So if a chick is sending my man craziness, apparently there's something going on to make her comfortable enough to send this stuff, right?
Right. Correct.
100%. So before I jump out the window and let him know what I know, before I really catch the big fish, I won't say anything.
You'll let him hang himself.
Yeah, I'll just sit there and I'll build my case. I'm not just going to jump out the window off of a text or a dirty picture. No, I'm going to build my case for sure. Oh. And then I got everything I need.
Okay, so if there's no fornication going on whatsoever, just some flirting pictures and shit like that, that's okay with you or that's a fucking problem too?
No,
If nothing ever happens. Huh?
Nothing is okay. It's not okay. It's not okay for any woman to be sending my man anything that he can't show me. It's not okay under no circumstances. But when it comes to confronting your man, you can't, like, go to him and say, yeah, I was looking through your phone, and I saw those pictures, and I saw whatever. You know, you can't do that.
So how is you going to get this shit approved by the state or the government to say it was okay to go through this shit?
It's not okay to go through a man.
All right, so how are you going to come? So how you going to come to him?
I don't do that.
And,
but I'm just saying.
Hold on. How are you going to come to him and say, "Yo, I found this in your phone"? You know, you got to say you were snooping through his shit.
So what you're asking me is, how would I go about telling my?
Yeah. How are you going to confront him without him getting upset that you was going through his shit?
Well, he's going to get upset. But if I'm just feeling froggy and I'm feeling like, fuck it, I don't care what he's going to say to me, I'm just going to like, yo, listen, last night when you were in the shower, your phone was buzzing crazy. I got curious. I looked and I saw this. What's this about? What's this about? That's it.
Okay. Hold on a second, Yaya. We got another call online. We got Joseph on the line. Joseph, you there?
What it is, yo? What is up?
What's the deal, big
Joseph? Yaya,
yeah,
what's up, Yaya?
Hi, Joseph.
I'm doing well, yo. Dallas, first of all,
yes, sir.
I catch my chick cheating on me through email. I want an explanation.
Right.
After I get the explanation, she can kick rocks. I just want to know why she did what she did, because I need to know if I did something wrong. You know what I mean?
And, so you don't see there's nothing wrong with you going through her shit snooping around there?
No, I mean, yo, it depends. Like, if you have a legitimate reason to do that, then there's nothing wrong.
No, you just went through her shit and looked.
Well, first of all, like, when you're in a relationship, right, it's based on trust and honesty, right? Now, if a person's going through their woman's, you know, their girl's email, that's because they suspect something for some odd, for some reason. You know what I mean? So it's legitimate. You have the right to do that because you want to know what's up. You're not
right.
You're not going to stand, you know, if you think something's going on, you're just not going to look in the face day by day knowing she's cheating on me. You want answers. So I want an explanation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's understandable. Yes. So you don't have a problem with her cursing you the fuck out for going through her shit?
Excuse me?
You don't have a problem with her cursing you out for going through her shit? Huh?
Man.
You don't have a problem with her cursing you out for you going through her shit? Or vice versa? You wouldn't feel offended if you caught her going through your shit?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, motherfucking right. I cursed the bitch out. Motherfucking right. You know what I mean? And if I go to her shit and she cursing me out, I'm gonna tell her to back the fuck down. And that's what men do. We back, you know, back them down. But still, because it ain't right. It ain't right. Like, don't do to others what you don't want to do to you. It's just how it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
If she cursed me out, all right, I'm gonna handle it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you now, yes.
My thing is, if I decide to snoop through my man's stuff, most likely it's because I'm starting to feel something. Let's just say I decided to do that. I'm feeling away. I'm watching him. He ain't moving right. Let me see what's going on. And let's say I find some stuff. I don't care about him being pissed that I went through his shit. You know what? I was feeling like you was up to something, and I know the phone holds all the secrets. And I know about all the apps where you can hide shit and all that. I know all of that about that, homeboy. Don't play yourself with me, that's first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, when I find the stuff, I'm just gonna lay the phone down in your face on the table. What's up? Explain this to me. What's going on? What's up?
Hold on, I got somebody that might want to give you a rebuttal right now. We got Mark on the line. Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Mr. Mark, what's going on, player?
Yeah. What the hell is you talking about? You know all of the apps where we can hide shit.
I know that these phones have these apps where you can hide numbers and the secret
codes. So that's what y'all be
pictures.
Doing.
There you go.
Listen, homeboy, I had a flip phone till 2008. I can give a shit about apps and all that stuff. But I have male friends, and they show me this stuff. I have male friends. They show me this type of shit. So it's like,
exactly.
I don't know.
So you don't have that app on your phone, then. You know what you're saying?
I don't even know how to use this shit. I got me a phone now that's a touchscreen, and it gets on my nerve. I just got it a week ago. I don't care. I don't know anything about all of this technology shit. So, but I just know from being around fellas and just them telling me stuff and just listening, like, okay, so when I do get in a relationship and I see signs of some things, my antennas are going to go up, like, okay.
So,
all right, and I know.
So are you going to ask or are you just going to go snooping?
I don't know because I'm not going to have to If I felt like my man was cheating, I would probably have a talk with him first. And I would pick his brain. I wouldn't ask him if he's cheating. I'll talk to him like, are you happy? You good? Like, what's going on?
But you know what the problem is with that, Yaya? Women are never satisfied with our answers. So we say, no, we're not. That answer ain't good enough for y'all.
Y'all
be like,
no,
that's right,
you can't say y'all. You can't say y'all. When a woman say I want the truth, a lot of women are lying. I know I need the truth. So if I feel like my man is not happy and I feel like he's pulling away and it's some funny shit or whatever, I'm going to ask, what's up? And if he's going to keep it 100, which I would appreciate, and he says, you know what, Ayanna, whatever, then I got to deal with whatever that is. I'm going to do that before I start snooping. Now, if you tell me, no, I'm good, and you want to be a dickhead about it, now you're going to get yourself in trouble. Because if you tell me you're happy and you're showing me otherwise, now I'm going to start looking.
Okay, that's the problem right there. Once you said you're going to ask him, so his answer should be suffice. If he say, nah, baby, we good, I'm chilling, why are you doing that kind of shit?
No, because if you're saying one thing, and I know, because guys sometimes they don't want to hurt your feelings, or they just
okay. So
don't
if
know
you
how to
know,
tell a
why you just
truth.
Say, why you just shut them down? Right, yo, nigga, you fucking lying.
Absolutely, that's the whole point of me even bringing this shit to him.
Right.
Of course, and we're gonna argue, and you lying, and no, I'm not, and you're gonna go through all that, and the bottom line is he's not gonna admit what the fuck it is, right? So now at this point, what do? I sit back and I chill. And if I feel like it's something funny going on, yeah, my antennas is going to go up. Anytime he leaves his phone around, I may peek when it starts buzzing to see what it is. I may look, but I'm not going to be scrolling through phones and checking emails and hacking devices and shit. But
right.
I'm going to be cocking my brow every time the phone rings and just kind of paying attention to little things. But that phone stuff, that's not where the answer is. It's really not, because people play games on the phone all day with the texting and the sexting and the pictures. People play all day.
Mm-hmm.
And guys know how to erase shit.
Hold on, Yaya. We got another call online. We have Lola on the line. Lola, you there?
I'm here.
Is this Lola?
Yes.
Good evening, Lola. You on the air, baby.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Yaya, how are you?
We have Yaya, we have Joseph, and we have Mark on the line.
Who? Mark?
Mark. Big
Hi, Mark.
Mark.
What's up, Pete?
Okay. All right. Now, what are we
okay,
on?
But how come everybody is saying, yeah, I can go through this shit and if I'm going to front them, but nobody see the problem of y'all just going through this motherfucking shit?
What did I miss?
Okay, today's topic is, if you go through your man's shit and you find he was cheating through his phone, his email, his pockets, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. You find out he was cheating. You get what you're looking for,
I feel like seek and ye shall find.
Seek and you shall find. Okay, seek and you shall find. And
look for something, you're going to find it. So before you start looking, just prepare yourself for, you know, just get you find some shit in your life.
Now, how do you prepare yourself for that?
But I don't know, because I ain't never snooped through nobody's shit in my life.
Lola,
so
shut the hell up. Every woman, all women, if they ain't snooping,
so
they dig in your
my
pocket.
My motherfucking kids, I don't give a shit what you're doing. I swear on my fucking kids, I ain't never snooped through a goddamn thing.
So you never picked up your man's phone when
I
it vibrated?
I never went to that nigga phone at all, never.
You know what? I keep it 100. Like, I mean, the last relationship I was in, I was young.
You
was
young? You have racist since you was young, Yaya?
No, you're immature.
My last
relationship was 8 years ago, and I'm going to tell you some fly shit I did. I didn't, like, search through stuff. My man, we was in the car together, and he left his phone in the car, and he jumped out and was talking to his boys or whatever. And what I did was I went in his phone, and I scrolled through, and I deleted every female name in the phone that was not a family member. I just deleted numbers. So I knew that when he went to his phone and wanted to call somebody and realized that fucking number wasn't there, he was going to be like, oh, shit. He couldn't say nothing to me. So what you want to say? Why you delete the bitch number?
So
I just was deleting numbers.
Did you get your IG at me that day or later on in the week?
He never said a word to me because he knew
You know, sometimes the shit will fall right in your lap. You know, you never search for nothing.
Yeah,
right, he couldn't.
What he was going to say to me? I deleted every girl number in that phone and kept it moving, and he didn't say a word.
But it's believable that bitches don't go search through nobody's shit, pockets, nothing. Like, you know, that's,
Lola, you one in a million.
Yeah. One in a fucking million.
I know it's other people that don't go through shit. Like, what are you going through it for? And nine times I say you go through the shit, you blow your man up, and you still with him anyway. You know he a cheater. What's your point? What's your point after you caught him?
Okay. There's no repercussions behind that going through his shit. There shouldn't be a bust inside your head, none of that shit. What happens, Lola, if you come in the room and you see your man going through your shit?
I'm going to feel away about it because I'm going to be like, why would you go through my shit? Do unto others.
Okay, so it's the same.
Through my shit. Well, that's to him. But like I said, I don't have shit in my phone for you to go through my shit and find anything.
I'm gonna fill you out first. If you can leave your shit with me and be free with it and don't be having your phone locked and your email if you free with it
then I'm gonna
be free with mine.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave my phone out.
I'm not doing none of that, and I don't even care what you think. At the end of the day, because here's my shit. We're individuals. I don't got nothing to prove. Leaving my phone with you, leaving my email screen open. Fuck off.
But like, if you leave it by accident, you know, if you walk out the room or you walk out the house, you say, "Damn, I left my phone today." You ain't gonna be paranoid, running back like, "Oh shit,
right.
I left my phone." Like, you know that you ain't got nothing in your phone, like. All right.
Exactly.
You know, why you hold the souvenirs for anyway? That's what Google Mail is for. That should go right to Google Mail.
That's how we doing that? That's how we doing it in the 2012? That's how we doing it in 2012 now?
Yeah, that should go right to Google Mail. Come on, get up on it.
Oh, you got to tell me about this Google Mail now. What's up with that?
I'll hook you up with this. I'll hook you up with you. Do you have Google Voice?
You got a Droid phone?
No.
No, you don't need a Droid anyway. You don't need a Droid for Google Voice.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the Google Voice.
But I'm going to hook him up with this Google Voice shit, too. He needs that in his life. We'll talk about that later on after the show, Ma. We can't put that shit on.
Don't even use yours.
Well, if I do use mine, I got to use it for you because you know it.
You know what? I ain't hiding nothing in the first place. I'm fucking around, plain and simple. It is what it is.
Right.
Hold on, y'all. Yo, the lines is blowing up. This is a hot-ass topic tonight. Everybody's calling in. If you want to join in, please press number 1, state your name, and you can come in and join in on this hot-ass topic.
I know Joseph.
The phone lines
are
blowing up. Please press 1 if you want to talk and join in. Thank you.
Where the hell is Big, Homie in them?
So what was the conclusion? I don't understand.
The problem is, you're going through your man's stuff or the man is going through your shit behind your back. You find some shit you shouldn't be doing or she shouldn't be doing. Should you own up to fucking going through his shit? Like, what you say, search you shall find, you own it? Or are you doing explanation because you found him cheating? But...
What's the reason for me going into his
No, family? I'm saying, should you be doing explanations? You know what I'm saying? But
now,
you violated him by going through his shit,
I'm going to stand by it and say, I won't go through your shit. So I'm not going to do it because you did it. I'm going to stand by it, like, until the end. Like, I'm not going through your stuff. Yes. I'm not going through your stuff.
I'm gonna go through your shit. I'm gonna find something. I'm gonna say I'm sorry for going through your shit. Then I'm giving you two eye jammies, raccoon eyes.
Wow.
You said what now?
What? Huh?
You said if you come and catch your girl, going to be a stuff.
I said I'm going through your shit.
No,
and
you said you're going to
see
curse you.
Light, I'm going to say I'm sorry for going through your shit, baby, but you get two raccoon eyes. Oh, fucking well.
Phone, homeboy. You know,
and his shit is gonna say you got a guilty conscience. What? I can't go
to the
shit.
If you ain't got nothing to hide, what's the big deal? If I'm just sitting there going through your phone.
It's not about that. It's the act of my man sitting there going through my phone. You ain't got nothing to do? You don't want to hang out with your boys tonight? You don't want to go play ball or do some other shit? You want to just sit here and scroll through my phone? Get a fucking life.
I might want to
my
use the phone, and it's just so happen that your phone is closer to me than mine, so I pick your phone up and I use it.
No, my first question is, what's the reason for you not trusting me? Like, what made you go through my phone in the first place?
You're not giving me no pussy when I want it, because that means you out there fucking somebody else.
All right, but let me finish. The reason why you went through my phone, that's what you should approach me with before you go through my phone.
Exactly.
If you feel like I'm not giving you no pussy, you say that to me before you go through my shit.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna ask you, and you hit me with some bullshit. I'm gonna believe you, and then I'm gonna check your phone when you sleep.
But
you
said earlier.
But once you start questioning me, I'm gonna feel like you on my heels, and I'm gonna erase the evidence anyway. So go through my phone, like I said.
You know y'all the best that ever did it, right? You know
go
that, right?
Go play Temple Run or some shit, nigga.
Hey, listen, you women are the best that ever did it as far as cheating and got away with it. Okay, so if we come to you and say, yo, you fucking around, what the hell y'all gonna say? Oh no, baby.
You're not gonna say you fucking around. You ain't gonna approach it head on like that. You wanna be around the bus.
No, we just gonna
y'all
say we gonna go through that phone. We gonna go through that phone. So
you wasting your time going to my damn phone. You're wasting your time. You're gonna go through there and see all my girlfriends talking shit.
Okay. And if I catch y'all girlfriends talking some shit about some cock, then we still got a problem.
Right,
y'all ain't talking about some motherfucking hand tools and shit.
You gotta be shitting me. We talk about penis.
Part 2 of this. What?
Oh,
I can't believe though that you ain't never went searching. And
I never went through my nigga phone a day in my life. Why you
never
went,
never went to your man's phone or his computer was on. You ain't check his emails.
Now here's the situation. I said I don't go looking. The shit will fucking come. I sat in front of the computer when some shit popped up on the screen. I wasn't listening though. I was sitting at the computer desk and shit popped up.
Why you ain't turning your head?
What you mean why I ain't turning my head? I lit.
Why you ain't turning your head?
It's that message from so-and-so, and I knew the bitch, and I'm like...
And you know, you knew he was fucking a bitch, or you thought he was fucking a bitch.
No,
right?
I didn't never think he was fucking a bitch. I never even, the shit was, I was oblivious to it.
But
when I saw her name,
you knew
I said,
the bitch, though.
I know the bitch from around my way. Listen to the story, man.
Okay, well preach, sister.
So now, when I saw it on a date, I... on it. I still, you know, I'd be oblivious to shit, so I'm like, what the fuck she want? And I click on it, and I see she's saying some shit.
The nigga
slipped in on the sofa, like, somehow how she's sorry she missed him the day before, some dumb shit like that. Like, she really was hanging the nigga via email, or instant messenger, or whatever the
hell. Okay, but
is.
She said that she really missed him and everything, right?
She fucking... implicated the nigga in the whole crime right then.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were saying like she missed him like from a long time ago or missed him from like the stand.
No, either way, how you got her information. So what she said, I looked at it and that's the only way that he got caught. That's how he got caught. I didn't look for it.
You ain't never checked the car, but like you sitting in the car by yourself and you go looking in the glove box and an armrest
that's
and all that type of
is,
stuff.
I was the fucking driver. He needed to be checking my shit.
Oh,
God damn. No, I didn't have to do. I'm telling you, like, it's unnecessary. That's too much energy to be sipping and dodging and trying to do extra shit that you know you ain't got no time for.
I feel the same way. I'm not looking.
But if I find it and it's in my face, you know what's going
to
happen.
That's what I said. I swear to you, I didn't look for it. It came right in my face, and that's how I was like, I was meant to.
So you were just sitting in front of his computer, and his computer was on. You were just sitting there, and just popped up.
I'm sitting there. I came in the crib. What the fuck you mean? We live in the same house.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't know, baby.
I came in the crib, and the shit popped up on the screen, and I looked and read it. And then, you know, shit just got dark after that.
Shit got dark? God damn, I feel sorry for him. I felt sorry for that motherfucker because you probably went ham with that motherfucker. Oh, my God.
That computer screen went clean up his head. When I was sleeping, that nigga was sleeping. I took the computer screen up and was like, wow.
Oh, my God, man. Listen up. Call in and talk to your host, 646-200-3838. Press number one. You want to join in the conversation. Good conversation tonight.
What's the next question?
Hold on, we got Joseph. Joseph, you there on the line?
Yeah, I'm there. I got a question for Yaya. Check it out.
Yaya hung up 4 seconds. She said she'd be back. But we have Lola, your best friend, on the line right now. You can ask her.
What's up, Lola? That's my girl. What's up?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is my question. Yaya was talking about, you know what I mean, she'll sit back and gather all the evidence and the facts and all that, right? And then she confront him like, yo, are you happy with something? But I want to know you. After you gather the facts and the evidence and you ask your man if you cheated and he says no, what are you going to do after he denies it? And after you know the truth?
I never said I gathered any evidence.
No, he said that's what Yaya was saying earlier. He said, now, if that was
Yaya
you.
Was saying, yeah.
He was saying, if that was you, Lola, say she said she's going to get all the evidence. Then you're going to confront him with said evidence, and he says, no, he ain't cheating. What do you do then?
Well, damn, you already know I got any issues. I'm going to be mad because he's lying. I'm going to be mad because
so
I know he's lying.
Why you even ask him? Why you even ask him? If you already know the truth, you know
that's what I was saying.
You can't fault the person because I really don't feel that way. Like, I'm just saying, because you asked me a question, like, well, I really don't know what I do in that situation because I've never been in that situation.
If I was your man, right? Check it out. If I was your man, yo, if I was your man, and you caught me cheating on you, right? mm-hmm. and you confront me about it, and I tell you no, but you already got the fact, what are you going to do? You want to stay with me, or are you going to kick me to the curb? Or are you going to try to work it out with me? What's up?
It depends on what kind of evidence I have.
We're talking about groundbreaking evidence.
Stop it, and then hell fucking no, I ain't going to stay with you. You ain't going to stay with nobody. How about that?
All right, if I say, yeah, babe, I've been cheating on you, my bad, what are you going to do then?
Like you admit it?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, you better duck, Joseph.
I better duck.
You
want to
straight up tell me that you cheated on me?
Yeah.
You...
But he came clean. He came clean. Lowly came clean.
I'm
sorry,
baby.
That's what I'm
going to do.
I'm
going to clean across his head. He came clean. No, you take shit from my head. Let me catch you.
I'm on.
Don't be no hero.
Okay.
All right, hold on, y'all. We have Big Homie on the line. Big Homie, you there?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard that shit, Joseph, you motherfucker. You running around telling on yourself? You running around telling on yourself, nigga? Rule number one, nigga, never get yourself up, nigga.
Oh, damn. What did I miss, man?
Hey, Mom.
What?
Joseph asked Lola, okay, so if you caught your man cheating, right, you got evidence, groundbreaking evidence he's cheating, he says no. He's not cheating, but you got groundbreaking evidence. What you going to do? Lola said, I'm going to cut you off, blah, 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 right? So then he said, okay, now what if you catch me, and da, 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 and then you ask me, and I say, yeah, baby, I fucked up. I cheated. I'm sorry that happened again. Fucking Big Homie. Big Homie said, nigga, never admit to nothing. That's
no,
all
no.
Right,
take it
to the
grave.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. Listen here. If you don't catch my shit inside the coochie, everything else was I was about to. I didn't.
Yeah, I totally respect that, Nitty.
No question. You ain't got no choice. Because first of all, your love and your respect for your lady, you would never, ever tell her you fuck somebody else. And that's not a lie. That's not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's respect.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, about. But if, okay, what if the motherfucker knows? The motherfucker told you they smashed and they showed you evidence, and they bring the evidence. You still going not on
it? I'm smacking everybody who co-signed that
I'm
shit.
I'm walking back and forth like Pinky. I'm taking it around.
You got to put your hands on people to sell that shit. If you don't touch nobody, you lying. You gotta touch people to sell this. Blow! What the fuck? You trying to break us up? Blow! Who said what? Blow! Baby, listen. I smacked everybody that had something to do with this shit. They don't want us to be together. That's how you gotta do it.
This nigga Nitty is trying to catch a fucking charge, kid.
No question. That's why I keep that money. You gotta, yeah, listen. One thing people don't understand is when you catch them little bullshit assaults, that shit is nothing. I'm going down
Nitty.
With that.
Nitty.
Yes.
Let's talk about.
That's big
how
homie. Big homie.
That,
big homie.
Big homie. Let's talk about how that shit was so 1990s that you just said. You know what I mean? Talking about seeing a bitch get smacked for telling on another dude, not minding her business.
You better mind your business fucking with me. I'm smacking everybody in your fucking house. There's no question about it. I'm telling you. I'm going down for mine. If my chick like, yo, if my wife like, yo, these bitches saying you fuck blah, blah, blah. And she's giving me an out like she don't know. Oh, y'all bitches is smacked.
So, Joseph, what you got to say about that, Joseph?
I'm saying, y'all staying away from that, man, because I ain't smacking no bitch.
I'm smacking mad bitches.
But you're going to come clean, though. You're not coming clean. You're still going to come clean, though, right?
Yeah, that's why Joe's going to be smacky instead of the smacker. He's going to be a smacky. He's going to get the shit sucked out of him.
He's going to get the shit smacked out of him.
He's going to get the shit sucked out of him. Don't be no hero. I'm telling you. You're going to take that shit to the grave.
And that nice guy shit is a fucking... It's the truth. Like, you gonna get the shit smacked out of you. She gonna bounce on you. Fuck other niggas you know. You might as well lie and put your hands on people. I'm telling you, it works.
I don't know.
You don't want the broad to tell her the truth.
I want the broad to tell me the truth.
This is what I'm saying. Like, that's the only way you, that's a show. You try to push the bitch out the door, confessing.
Oh, shit.
That what we're
talking about? Hey, Joseph, she gone for sure if you tell her the truth that you fucked.
Right. Like, what the hell is that?
And if she's not going for sure, she's definitely fucking your peoples.
She fucking somebody.
Yeah, it's going to be what it's going to be, man. Yo, I just want to
you might as well lie.
Yeah, you might as well just go find you another bitch then. What you going to do all that for?
I'm lying like a motherfucker.
You taking it to the grave, big homie?
Man, listen, for months, if I like what I got at home, I'm going to do everything I got to do to hold on to that. But one thing I will not do is tell on myself. Because, you know what, if you tell on yourself, you know what happens? Every 6 months, she going to bust you in the head with that shit. You ain't shit. You just cheated on me anyway,
you bitch. You ain't never lie.
Yo, big homie, you're not keeping it real again, bro. Here we go, second week in a row, you're not keeping it real.
Who?
Yo, homie, you're not keeping it real again.
Man, what? Call me out then, motherfucker. Call me out.
I'm going to tell me, man, anybody, if you like what you got at home, I'm saying, you going to lie? Nigga, like,
listen,
if you like what you got at home, why you fucking the next bitch anyway?
Because real niggas got options, and you exercise your motherfucking options. When you get tired of eating peanut butter and jelly, you switch to tuna, nigga. But if you don't got options, you can't do that. So I got options.
Listen,
so every 6 months, every 6 months,
a bitch would be a bitch, and a nigga would be a nigga.
That's right. That's right.
Huh?
Man, listen to what I'm saying.
A nigga could be a player. Nigga, listen, bitch, this is what it is. We can fuck and all that, but
exactly.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? That's about it. Hey,
that's it.
If you gonna tell a girl, oh, I love you, I like you, and fuck
never.
You, bitch,
I don't got that in me.
Listen, you tell all them bitches you love them. That's what they want to hear. You tell them that. They want to say you love them. You say I love you back, baby. That's
but
the fuck they want to hear. You tell them that.
Where's all the girls?
I don't got that shit in me to tell a motherfucker
Azika,
all that shit.
Azika's listening on the line, but she's not calling in.
I can't tell
Azika,
you all that
she's
extra.
She's on the line listening.
I can't tell you all that flossy. I can't tell a chick all that flossy. I love you shit. I love that pussy. I love your mouth. I love your company. I like hanging out with you, but I don't love you. And it's before the sun come up, nigga, I'm in that motherfucking car trying to get home to the main thing.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. About 6 o'clock, I turn into a pumpkin at 6 o'clock.
No, but listen, 4 o'clock. My limit is 4 o'clock. Whatever we gotta do, 4 a.m. is over.
6 o'clock is pushing it. I try to be home by 3, 4.
Oh no, you's a wild cowboy.
Huh?
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, you crazy?
The whole
do you
mean
like you
have,
like as the sun is
have,
coming up on your own?
Oh, we have Tiffany online. You on the line, Tiffany? Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you call and join him? You're just going
to
listen.
I'm going to listen.
So why did you press
if I got something to say, I'll say it.
Well, why you press one if you want to listen?
Now, why are you attacking her? I got another girl on the line now.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller on the line. We have Tasty Thoughts on the line. Are you
Oh, shit.
You there, baby?
I'm here.
Did you hear today? Did you hear the topic right now, baby?
I didn't hear the topic.
Today's topic is you go through your partner's pocketbook, wallet, emails, whatever, whatsoever. You find out they're cheating. Do you wear that shit and own up to it, or are you deserve an explanation? And part two of today's show is...
Hold up, I'm getting cheated on?
Okay, and part two of the show is, are you into it, and what's the fascination behind it?
Into what?
Anal.
Hey, Dallas. 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 Come on. I'm getting cheated on.
Oh, where is that? Hey, big homie. Yeah, you getting cheated on. Yeah, you getting cheated on.
I should have known. I'm putting hands on people.
And I'm out.
What you mean you out, big homie?
After I get cheated on, I'm smacking motherfuckers and I'm leaving. I'm not never putting up with people.
So big homie, it's all right for you to go do your girl shit and you catch a
No question.
Huh?
I'm not going through a shit, though. But if I catch you cheating, somehow it comes to me, and it's officially cheating.
But the question is, you must be going through her shit.
Oh, I'm not doing that ever.
You're not going to do that ever.
Okay,
I respect my privacy, and for me to get that same respect, I got to respect yours.
Thank you. But that's how I see
it. If I got a chick, okay. I got to look through her shit, I got the wrong chick.
Exactly. Big homie, why didn't you tell me I was lying? I had to go swear on my
children. That's the answer right there.
You don't even need me. That's the answer right there. What am I looking at? Right.
You down on them? What you fucking with them for? Exactly. If I think you're a no-down, conniving broad, I got to go through all your shit and then get your access codes and shit.
If I go through your shit and I find out you was fucking around whatever, I'm going to say sorry for going through your shit, and I'm busting your motherfucking head like I told everybody else.
But do you stay there, though?
Huh?
Do you stay in that motherfucking relationship?
Yeah, I'm going to stay in. I'm going to bust in every fucking at least once a week.
Every time
you think about something, I'm busting your motherfucking head.
It's too many. Who got the baby kids?
Who, baby?
That's your baby.
Hi, Nazim.
I ain't. It's too many good women out here to be putting up with that shit.
I move. No, but for real, you know, I agree with you 100%. But I don't have shit to say. That was it. That's kind of what I was going to say right there.
There's too many good people out here to fucking put up with a cheater.
It's true. But let's talk about this anal business real quick.
Let's do that.
Okay.
What's going on with the?
Hold on. We have another call online. Let's get this person on the phone. Then we're gonna start.
See you later.
Hi, Gene. Are you on the phone? Hi, Gene.
That's somebody's real personal name.
Hi, Gene. Hi, John.
I'm trying to get some black diamonds from that motherfucker. That's a Sierra Leone motherfucker right there.
Who pressed one? Because I can't pronounce the name. Hi, Gene. John.
I'm a star, nigga. Black Diamond.
y'all are some ignorable asses, I swear.
If you're new on the show, you just came on, state your name, so I can't pronounce it.
They don't want to speak up, fuck them.
Okay, let's go to part two of today's topic. Are you into anal, and what is the fascination with anal? And also, are you into tossing salads? Who in here on this line? Who's on this line is into tossing salads and anal fucking?
It's Tasty Thoughts. It's me. I like my booty hole mix.
Who is this? State your name and your claim to fame. Who is that?
This is Triple T, and I like when you lick my asshole.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my god. Oh my god, this is,
you like it too. So
shit is gonna go nuts.
So you're into getting your anal ass licked, Tasty?
All of that all the time.
all the time. So you've tried anal before, though.
Okay. Yeah. You have to.
You have to. You said.
Everybody got to do it once.
My husband got a lot.
Okay, Lola. How about you, Lola?
Why are you calling me out? I ain't saying nothing.
I'm going down the line.
What? I want to listen. about to fucking dissect my whole shit right now.
How's she trying to dissect you?
You don't hear her on the side. You don't hear this on the side. I can't.
How do you like it?
I mean, it's all right, you know. I condone it. I promote it.
You promote it?
Yeah, I promote it.
What kind of positions do you like?
Okay, she's talking to you. Y'all the ones. Y'all talking about. Okay. What is the easiest position for anal sex? How about that? The easiest position to
on
get
top.
A nice sized cock up in a booty hole. What
on top? On top.
On top.
On top.
On top.
On top.
I wouldn't call it easy, but on top.
It's easier on top. Well, I tried it on
yeah.
top. A bit sat on it, and it was much easier than me trying to ram it up in the ass from the back. So hold on, yo. We have another call on. We have another call on line. We have Leslie on the line. Leslie, you there?
I'm here.
There,
hi,
Leslie.
I'm here. Hello.
Leslie, right now we're talking about anal fucking and getting your ass kicked. Are you into that?
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
She's straight and to the point too.
You heard that, Mark? She said, just said, yep.
I'm not
like, a party
poet.
Like,
everybody
got to
try at least once.
You see, you got to try at least once.
That's what I said. Yes, at least.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, you should try at least once. You can't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, you got to try it at least once, and I'm not opposed to it.
Listen, trying it at least once and into it is totally different now. Into it is more than once, okay?
Yes.
Just for the record.
Yes, my email.
That's the question. Are we into it or not that we tried it?
No,
the question was, are you into it?
Are you
just
into
tried
it
one time is not anal.
You remember,
like,
I have an answer.
Like every
I have,
other
an,
now
answer.
And then,
I have an
saying?
Answer for that. I have
Go
an
ahead.
Answer for that. If you like it, I love it. How's that?
Oh, shit.
No,
that's what I'm talking about.
That means a motherfucker can go straight through the booty hole and don't want no coochie there, right? That's what you're saying?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, so that
yes.
Who's gonna say yes? Is that you, Lola?
That sounded
fucking like you. Fucking thirst bucket.
It depends on if that's what I'm feeling.
That's what you're feeling. Okay, but what? Okay, so if that's what you, but you have, can you be feeling that all the time, or can it just be with just that certain guy that you're fucking with? Or can it be for any kind of
chicken?
No, you can't be. You cannot be getting multiple dicks in your butt. That's
no, you cannot. It has to be with the dude you're feeling with.
Your sphincter for all the fuck the way out.
So that means if I just meet
man.
You. So Lola, Leslie, if I just meet y'all today, right, and then tomorrow we.
You
get
in a booty hole?
I can't get in a booty hole.
No.
Ooh.
That's some bullshit. Then y'all ain't into fucking anal then. Y'all not into anal. Y'all
yeah, but how I know
y'all
I'm
going to
do
that
you can't. Here you go.
Y'all
want to
pick and choose when I can get it. Y'all ain't into it like that.
No,
if y'all ain't into it, y'all give it up like y'all giving up some coochie.
That's not
no,
true.
No, it's not
it's
like coochie.
No.
Well,
it's
that's
not
the way
same.
I look at it, goddammit.
So y'all
so you just
ram
your dick in any asshole then, right?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying what y'all saying.
I hope y'all are saying
that you got to be into it, and if you feel like giving it to him, he can get it. That ain't fair,
yeah,
man. What if he wants it?
Yeah, you said if you feel like it, and I don't feel like it.
So I can only get it when you fucking feel like it? That's
yeah.
bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
No,
what the fuck?
That's some bullshit. Okay, if you ask me for some fucking head, I'm going to say, no, I don't feel like it.
No, you're not.
I may not want none anyway.
Oh, I like her.
Shut the hell up. Casey agreeing with her. She don't know nothing.
Nobody asked.
It depends on what I'm wanting at that time. It's not what you want.
Okay, and if you want your cooch licked, and if I'm not into it right then and there, then you can't get it.
I'm not bargaining no pussy licking.
Okay, that's
some
fine.
Over some asshole
you bargaining.
That's all I said.
Casey, if you bargain, you just don't know you fucking bargaining.
My shit is internal. Yours is external. Who will have a harder time sleeping? I'm in bed. Fuck all of that. You're
not
trying to barter?
Fuck
you. You better
talk to your fucking head. You gonna try to coochify my shit? No.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go. You gonna have talking all that shit.
That's y'all's men's problem now. Y'all think it's gotta be your way. It ain't y'all's way. Somehow we let you think it's your way, but it ain't y'all's way all the time. Because it's
why
not.
Ain't it?
Sometimes we let you think like that, but really it's not.
Y'all can't handle power.
Yeah, they say no. You know what it is if you do it anyway, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what it is if you do it anyway, and she say no, right?
Yo, but it's the same thing like when y'all women say, yo, baby, I don't want to do nothing to the phone your dick. And y'all suddenly come, you know he going to want some pussy.
What is it if you say no anyway? I want to know what is it.
If you say no,
you
then
know
it's
what
no.
It is.
That's a 2 to 5. That's what that is.
Ain't no damn 2 to 5.
You wait till my booty on and see if you don't go to the other side and try to stick your thing. Let me tell you something. If they say no, that means it's tight, tighter than a motherfucker. That shit is gonna hurt. So don't even try it.
Well, don't squeeze
right.
don't squeeze your booty cheeks then.
If I'm a
lock you. Your shit gonna get broke the fuck off.
If I stick it in there and you go on through with the motion because you said no, how the hell I'm going to get some 2 to 5?
First of all, you can't just stick nothing in nowhere.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And
you ain't just
going to
stick it. So,
right,
like
you,
I said.
Right, you're going to get on top of it. So if you get on top
I'm not
going
to get on top.
Okay.
you're not gonna be able to stick your penis in my booty if I don't want you to.
This is so. I'm not feeling you right now, Lola. I am not fucking feeling you right now. So you're telling me I can only get some booty hole whenever the fuck you want me to have it?
When I'm in the mood for it.
Yeah.
When I'm in the mood for it.
Okay, but if I'm in the mood for it, it's a compromising situation. If I'm,
well, I'm
if
sorry.
If me and you is fucking and I want some booty hole, why I can't get it?
Because I may not want none that night.
All right, and I might not want any other that you want. It go both fucking ways. You just can't say you would give it to me whatever the fuck you want to give it to me.
First of all, you ain't going to debate. If she say you ain't getting no booty, you're going to be like, well, we ain't fucking then. You ain't going to do that. You're
going
to say,
I'm
going to
say, no, you can't get none.
You're
going to
go
dot,
for
dot,
the
dot.
Other hole. You're going to be like, all right, let me just put it in there then. Come on.
No.
You already know. You can't get the booty hole. You're going to opt for number 2.
You're going to be hopping and popping and pouting your lips and mad
and
shit.
You're
like,
gonna
this
go
and
give, and you're going to give in. Yep.
I ain't gonna give it because I ain't even looking at you.
You gonna look at me. When I go in the kitchen and make my stuffed shrimps naked, you gonna give me some.
Ew.
hey, want some Kool-Aid? Want some Kool-Aid?
Yeah, you want some Kool-Aid? I'm come hop through the motherfucking kitchen butt ass naked.
Yeah, what? Come on now. You're gonna have to convince me.
Is Tiffany on the line or she hung up?
I'm
she listening.
What is your takes on this booty hole? Because
oh,
you just fucking listen.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'm picking up my baby. Hold on.
Now you're picking up your fucking baby.
I can't talk right now. Hold on.
So why I gotta be a fucking baby?
Because she all of a sudden now she's picking up a baby. She was on the phone all the time.
Cut.
As soon as you ask her something, she's getting a baby.
Cut her off.
Mark, shut up.
Hey, I called for the ratchet kid, but he at work, so I don't.
He's somewhere preventing forest fires and shit.
Oh my God.
I mean, what's the big deal? If you happen to, because there's people that are in relationships that they've never done it.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just
so
saying, but it ain't fair if y'all in a good relationship that you only want booty hole whenever you
when
want
you
it.
Want it.
You know what I'm saying? It should go both fucking ways.
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking.
Don't say hypothetically. If you, I'm talking about, we're talking about real shit here. If you got a man and he wants some booty hole, you got to give it to him sometime when he wants. You just can't say no. You only want to give it to him when you feel like giving it to him.
I mean,
that
if,
ain't
I do,
it.
If my dude, if my dude, I'm lucky. We gonna do it, but you know, it might come a time I don't want to.
So I'm gonna get your ass fucking drunk, and then you gonna say, "Yeah, come get it, baby. Come get it, daddy."
Hey, well,
I'm gonna get your ass. If you tell me no, I can't get no booty hole. If we're in a relationship, you're my girl, I'm your man. You're my wife, I'm your husband. And I want some booty hole. You're gonna tell me no? I'm saying that's not fair. So I'm gonna get your ass drunk, and then you're gonna want to give me some booty hole.
Yeah, but then it's all a good fun.
Well,
it's all a good fun. You got me drunk, and then you got it. Then all right, kudos to you. I ain't gonna be mad the next day, like, nigga, you got me drunk, and you get my booty hole.
It's my career. Go ahead and
get me
drunk for some ass. Go ahead.
OMG.
That's the only way I could do it.
But
how
am
I to slip, you know?
Say that again. That's the only way you can do it if you're drunk.
Yes, there's no way I can do that sober. Never.
Why not? Wow.
Because, I mean,
well,
I'm just not into that. It hurts too bad. I mean, I did it before. What you
saying? Wham.
And wear my ass. I'm not doing it. That ain't. I mean, I'm just not into it.
So when you tried it, was it good?
Everything
you tried
ain't for everybody.
What happened?
When you tried it, was it good?
It hurt too bad.
It was good when I did do it, but
yes, you should have heard Tiffany. What? We didn't hear you.
I asked her, was it good when she tried it?
Yeah, it
but
was.
It hurt too much.
It did hurt, but I mean, it was good once it was up in there, but I can't do that all the time. Mm-mm. I'm not, that's not what I'm
doing. How about most of the time?
No, hell no. No.
Hell no. Well, hold on, y'all. We have Labine on. Labine, you want to get on the air? You on the air, baby?
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, Labine. How are you doing today, baby?
I'm so good. How y'all doing?
We're good. You want to join in and give you a little input on this situation here we're talking about?
Yeah.
What would you like to talk about? Anal or catching your man?
She laughing. She must have had a thought.
As far as the first topic is concerned, me, I think that if I feel some kind of way and things have changed, then yes, I'm going to look. You know, if I look and I see something that shouldn't be there, then to me, the relationship is over. I'm not going to sit and gather information. I'm just going to let you go because obviously, you know, you're having fun doing whatever it is that you're doing, so keep doing what you're doing with whoever you're doing it with. I'm just not going to be there waiting.
So you don't think that was a violation going through this shit?
Yeah, it would be. But if I didn't find something, I would feel bad, you know, but if I found something, it's time to go.
Okay, so if you didn't find something, y'all probably not trying to think y'all going to make something up.
No, I need to find something. If I see some pictures or I see some comments and, you know, certain things that you might say to me, you saying to the next chick, yeah, you got to go. You got to go. Hmm. It takes out the value of it. You know, it's like when you're with someone and that person's talking to you some kind of way and then you look in a phone or email, whatever, and you see that person's talking to somebody else that kind of way too. That takes all the fun out of it. So the relationship would be over.
Okay, but what if he, like Joseph said earlier, what if he owned up to it and said, yo, I'm sorry, baby, it'll never happen again. Forgive, you know, forgive and forget. You're not okay with that if he owned up to it?
No, I'm not. No, I mean, I appreciate
you're just cold-hearted. You're just cold-hearted, Lavina.
Well, no, I appreciate the fact the person came clean. Yeah, I appreciate that. I respect your honesty.
So you don't believe in forgive and forget?
No. I can forgive you, I just can't forget it. So that means, as somebody said, every 6 months it's going to come up. Yeah, it's going to come up every 6 months. As soon as I see something different, a sign like it was before. So why even go through that for either person? So, yeah, you got to go.
I'm locking my fucking phone up from now on around y'all bitches.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like at the end of the day, if you're going to look, 9 times out of 10, you're looking because something something's wrong. You know, something's not.
No,
right.
Some people just look just because they fucking nosy and they don't and they have trust issues.
Right, but nine times
some
out of
ten,
you don't have
because
to give
they
you a
feel
reason,
like looking because they can
just,
do that.
It could just be trust issues.
Okay, but okay, nine times out of ten.
Or you're insecure. You know what I'm saying?
But you
oh,
know
please.
The person. You know the person you with, though. I mean, come on, you know the person you with. If you meet somebody, nine times out of ten, you already know that the person got trust issues or not, depending on how the conversation was going, or y'all went out, something happened, and that person felt some kind of way, but they really shouldn't have felt some kind of way. That's a sign the person got trust issues right there. So if you already know what it is, then my advice is don't leave your phone, you know.
Right.
Or if you're going to do right the whole time, keep doing right the whole time.
Right. Everybody gets put on a pedestal in the beginning. Just don't get my mm-hmm. thoughts. Just don't get knocked off. I'm going to think highly of you from the gate.
Right.
That's why I'm fucking with you. But if I feel the way, I'm not going to search for it. I'm just, you can't, once I'm turned off from something, like, I don't even got to look. I'm gonna feel a way about how you acting differently. I might approach you about it, but I'm not going to look for nothing. You gotta be smart enough. You gotta be smart enough to. You gotta know. And watch how somebody moves. The actions of somebody. You know, like sometimes you might go on, like you said, you know, you might feel a way, and then you find out it's really nothing. You know, and then
you're
gonna
feel
like
an ass for going through his shit. Then.
Right, but
right.
You won't feel like an ass. He ain't gonna know you feel like an ass. I ain't gonna confess
exactly.
to it. I went through your shit, and I ain't
find
nothing.
Gonna
know
I ain't
shit. You gonna know?
I ain't gonna know.
Okay, so what happens
no,
now when
not.
You find out you did go through his shit?
How you gonna find out?
Or he catch you. He just catch you going through at the end when you're about to put his phone back down, he catches you closing his fucking phone up and putting it back down.
I went through your phone, nigga.
You know what? See,
that's it. I went through your phone, nigga. That's it.
But
yeah.
See, I'm that guilty person because if I pick it up and I look, but I find something or not, I'm gonna tell you that I look. I'm gonna feel some kind of way because I feel like I'm hiding something because I went through your stuff. I'm gonna tell you that I did.
Okay, so now we got. So after you didn't find nothing, you told me you looked at my phone, you didn't find nothing. Now we have a problem.
Of course we do.
Yeah, because you're going through my shit for no fucking reason.
Right, but our hands. But see, my thing is that when it's time to cross that bridge, then we'll cross it. But I'm gonna tell you that I looked, and I'm gonna tell you what I found, whether it was something or not. I'm still gonna let you know. Because I'm going to feel some kind of way for myself. Like, all right, I looked through his stuff. I didn't find something. You know, I didn't find nothing or whatever. So I'm going to tell you I look. If you're going to be mad, you're going to be mad. But I'm going to say something.
So you don't care about getting your feelings hurt by looking? You know what I'm saying? People say that, too. If you look, you're going to find.
Yeah.
Not worried about getting your fucking feelings hurt?
But, you know, honestly, I'd rather, if I find something, you know, that right there is enough for me. That's why I don't have to come to you and say, oh, well, hey, I found this, and this is how I feel about it. No, I'm just going to let you know I look. This is what I found. I feel some kind of way about it, so the relationship is over.
I don't want to find shit.
Nobody wants to find nothing, but, you know, I have friends that looked and they found some stuff, and you know what? They found it, they told the person, and they stayed in a relationship. But now you know what? Why you calling me then? You already knew what it was. If you stay with the person, that's on you. You know, I'm a leave. I'm not going to stay there.
I'm going to stay. I'm going to fuck your girlfriend first, like I said earlier. I'm going to
stay.
I'm going to fuck your girlfriend first.
You're going to be on the revenge stuff.
I'm fucking your girl. But when that keep looking at me and winking at me and grab me by my leg or my pants and shit when you ain't looking, that same bitch up. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to fuck that bitch up. Shit. I'm going to fuck that bitch up. You grab my man leg under the table?
You're
going to
get it. Right. I completely agree.
You ain't going to know. You don't know because I never told you she was hollering at me and checking me out.
So what's the point of you doing it?
I kept that shit in my pocket. I kept that shit in my pocket for later.
Okay. Look, well, you can keep it in your pocket, but if it was good, she gonna tell. She gonna tell somebody.
No,
and
I'm not.
That,
no, I never. No, hit me. I didn't say I was fucking it before. I said I'm gonna keep that in my pocket for future reference. That way, if I ever could do something, I'm gonna try and fuck her. But I was never fucking her all along. No.
when you decide to do it that
day. I'm saying, if
what's
you
the
check me
to
out,
that? Like, for
I'm,
what?
I'm not gonna cheat. I'm not gonna cheat on you with your best friend. I'm not gonna cheat. I'm not gonna do that. But if I catch you doing something you ain't supposed to be doing,
that's what you're gonna do? For what?
Wow.
Payback, because I like payback. That's why. That's the type of nigga I am. Yeah.
I was like, oh, so what, bitch, you had him after me. So what?
So you, if you cheated on your girl and she went back and fucked one of your homeboys, I mean, you didn't gonna feel some type of way about that?
No, I didn't hear what I'm saying. If I caught you cheating, I'm going to fuck your girlfriend.
I'm talking about if she caught you cheating. How would you feel about her fucking
money? Oh, if she caught me cheating, then it's over. It's going to be over. If I catch you, it's going to be over too. I'll fuck your friend first, though.
Who laughed?
It's respectful. You just vulgar.
What happened?
I said, you just disrespectful.
Who's disrespectful?
You.
I'm just saying. Well, that's you should have been out there cheating. How am I disrespectful? You was the one that got caught cheating.
That's your comeback.
Just,
oh, I'm going to hurt you. So I'm going to hurt you by going fuck your girl.
What happened?
Thinking you're going to cause a rift between her and her girl.
No, it's just called payback. I'm not just being disrespectful.
Wow.
You were just disrespectful by fucking on me.
Why you just can't fuck somebody else? Why I got to be her friend?
Right. Why I got to be her girl?
Because it got to be worse than what you did to me. It ain't going to be even. My shit got to be
even. Damn, nigga. You just.
It ain't going to be even, motherfucker. It's going to be worse.
You just move ratchet.
Ratchet, just all left and right ratchet. You just
what?
Damn.
And, hey, y'all bitches do it too. Bitches do the same shit we do. They do
who's
the same.
That?
No.
No.
Hold on. Like we have another call on the line. Hold on, y'all. Dakota, are you on the line, Dakota?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota,
I'm
there?
On the line. Hello.
How you doing, sweet? There you sound
fine,
Dakota.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Where you calling from, honey? If you don't mind me asking.
Long Island.
Okay, Long Island. How you doing, Dakota?
Fine.
Did you hear today's topics?
Yes, the one going through your man's phone. Yes, going through your man's phone.
Go ahead.
I really don't understand how come some guys have passcodes. Like, obviously, you have something to hide. And when I approach you about it, then you want to act all, like, shocked and shit. So, at the end of the day, if you are messing with somebody, I know how to play my position and make sure my bills and everything else is paid. That's it.
Okay, but why he just can't have a passcode on his phone in case he loses it?
No, because you're hiding something. What are you hiding?
But if he loses his phone, he could be losing his phone or some shit like that.
No, he's not losing his phone. Obviously,
you lose
he got
phone,
a chick
you
on the side, or he has something going on,
right.
Some type of business going on. What are you hiding? You're hiding some shit.
You lose your phone, you call a company and say, cut my phone call.
That's
what's
right.
Up?
Disconnect your line. What are you hiding?
Man, everybody got motherfucking passcodes on there.
I don't have no passcode because I don't ever remember my shit. I'm going to lock myself on my own damn phone.
No,
not everybody.
We're going to get in your damn phone, Lola.
What?
Use your birthday. Now we all can get in your damn phone when we pick it up.
How about I just don't put no passcode on it?
Okay, Dakota, you answered that. Well, let's get to the other topic. Are you into anal, Dakota? Let's get to the fucking ridiculous.
No, I'm not into that.
None
I leave it for the fags.
None whatsoever?
No.
Oh,
it hurts.
How about torture
and hours
and stuff like that?
I'm with Dakota.
What you say?
How about torture and hours?
I'm not doing all that shit. I leave it to the white girls. Let them do all that hard, kinky shit.
I'm back.
Fuck out of here. Get it in. I'll be screaming, ow, it hurts. No, let the white girl pick that shit in. Sorry.
Oh,
it hurts. I'm not walking around with my booty hurt at work and shit.
Hold on, y'all. We got somebody that's called on the line. And I'm gonna he gave a different name, but I'm almost 99% sure.
Because you made me change my mind.
Hold on. I'm 99% sure I know who this person is, and y'all probably know who this person is. His name is Good Hygiene. Good Hygiene. Are you on the line?
Oh, damn.
Oh, hey, Mark.
What's the deal, baby?
Oh, wow.
Good Hygiene, you there?
Good Hygiene's here.
There you go. Good Hygiene. Hold on. We got another call. Hold on. Before you say that, we have another call on the line. We have Nikki. Are you on the line, Nikki?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing, Nikki?
I'm great.
Okay. Let's let Mark answer this question. We're going to come to you. All right, Nikki?
Okay.
Mark, what's your take on this, Mark?
My name is Good Hygiene.
Good Hygiene. What's your take on this, Good Hygiene? Are you into going to somebody's phone and checking shit and all that other shit and deal with it or what?
No. Don't go through my phone. I ain't going to go through yours. But if you go through mine, you better have your bulletproof vest on because you're going to get shot in the fucking chest.
Oh, my.
My God.
Damn. It's not that serious.
It is.
Okay.
That
okay.
Ma,
hey, Ma. Hey, excuse me. Good hygiene. Part. This is perfect for your name. Good. Part two. Are you into anal?
Hell no.
Oh, no. That's too dirty for him.
You need to get around here.
Why are you into that good hygiene? If she takes a shot, like, hey, your number one shit, if she goes, come home, y'all, she goes in the shower and washes up, and then comes in the bed, you still not doing anal?
Listen, brother, that's an exit only. That's an answer.
Oh,
so you don't,
shit.
So you don't toss salads and get your salad tossed?
No, listen, my salad, if we talk about salad, I'm gonna be dying. Somebody gonna be killing my ass. That's the only way they're gonna do me.
What?
But I don't have no problem sticking this saxophone in there.
Okay, let's go to Nikki. Nikki, you there, Nikki?
I'm here.
Okay, Nikki, would you like to talk on both topics, or would you like the topic you'd like to talk about personally?
We can talk on both of them. My thing is the phone.
Okay, shoot.
My thing is the telephone. What are you going through somebody's phone for, male or female? I just recently got violated by my man going through my phone. He asked for the passcode, and I gave it to him because I really don't have anything to hide, but he did happen to see something. Now what?
What did he see, if you don't mind us asking?
He saw a video. It was an old video, but he had no business looking through my phone.
A video of you and that person?
Me and someone else.
Oh,
wow.
yeah.
Hey, Nick.
Did you gave him the phone? You got a set of balls on
you.
Wait a minute.
I forget it was in my phone. What happens is we usually do videos of ourselves. We take pictures or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He gets my phone and he says, put your passcode in. I'm not dead, assuming that he was getting ready to take pictures of us. And I guess he had a feeling and he just went through my phone.
Wait a minute. Hey, your name Nikki?
While having sex.
Her name Nikki?
Yes, my name is Nikki.
Hey, Lola.
Huh? Lola, Lavina, shut that kid up, Lavina. Casey.
But this is my thing. It's like,
wait a minute.
Somebody's phone for? Even a male, like a female's going through men's phone, what are you going through them for? You go through it, you find it, then what?
What did he say when he found it?
When he found it, he was like, I thought since we were together, you told me you weren't seeing anyone else, and I said I wasn't.
Maybe he heard something from his homeboy about you.
He didn't hear anything. He sees my phone was ringing that whole morning, and he was just kept watching it. So I guess he felt when he had an opportunity, he was going to go in it, and he did.
Oh, the dude sent that picture like that day? He sent the video?
No, he didn't send it that day. It was actually saved. So I was smooth with mine, but it was just
I just saved it.
Hey, Nikki, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Hey, Lola, close your ears. You still got that video?
That one I deleted because it wasn't really worth having. We made better ones. But the bottom
line
was...
Could you send it to me?
Nah, negative. It's for my eyes only. That's why I do them in my phone, so nobody else has them. It's my phones only. But the bottom line was, he went to my phone. He had something to say. He wanted to question me on it. And my thing was, when he started asking who was you, why he in your phone, I'm like, why did you go to my phone? Somebody killing a kid. But my thing was, why did you look at my phone? You had no business going through my personal property.
Okay, but yeah, but hold on. He asked and you gave it to him, so you can't really question him why he's going through it now.
For a video. He didn't ask for us to take a video. We were talking. He had me in the doggy position. He was getting it in, going through my phone. Why are you looking through my phone? You're supposed to be taking a video of us. What are you looking
for?
Where
was that video?
Oh, y'all was getting it in when he was going through your phone. See, you had to be giving him some. You must be giving him some weak coochie. That nigga got trying to go through your phone while y'all fucking.
you know what happened though. This is what happens when a guy catches women in a phone like that. They got the dumbass look when they caught, and then they try to explain it, but they still lying. Like they be like, why you going through my phone? They go right to the change in the topic. You call it. Why not?
That's
I was fucking. He was fucking.
That's
you.
A woman's favorite thing. When you ask them something, they always change the subject or they brush it off.
No.
Or they
laugh and giggle
about it.
Actually, I lied.
Why the fuck did you lie? He could have seen the video.
He saw it, but it doesn't matter. If he didn't go through my phone, he would have never saw it.
You
and
mean to tell me he didn't recognize them ass cheeks?
He knew. I wasn't in doggy position in that video. But he knew it was me, and he knew the dude was light-skinned, and he's blue-black, so he knew it wasn't him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you
could have been me.
Ooh,
so you didn't get an IJ behind that one? You didn't bust inside your head behind that one?
Negative. I went to leave. I was at his house.
Wait a minute. You said Nikki.
I went to walk out the door.
That is you. That's the one that took the shower right before I came over. That was her, Steph. I'm telling you.
Negative. I don't live in your stable.
Huh?
I don't live in your state. Not me.
You know what?
Let's go to part two of today's topic.
Okay.
Honey, are you into anal?
I can be.
And, oh, so you tried it before. How was it for you?
I tried it before.
Was it good? So you enjoyed
it,
or was it kind of rough?
Of course I enjoyed it. Once you get used to it in the proper position, yes, you will enjoy it, and you will actually crave for it as well.
Bingo!
Yeah!
Ah! Lola, shut up.
And what's your,
why you keep calling my name? Damn!
Sorry. What's the name
on
your ass?
I'll let you just question the part three to that question to add on.
Yeah,
to
so
it.
What's the,
The part three is, when y'all getting anal, there's a certain side that you allow to go in you or not, because some women say they can't allow you to go in.
You got a big old donkey dick, and you shouldn't be trying to ram up in nobody's ass. I mean, for real.
So what is the appropriate size to ram in somebody's ass?
An average dick, I guess. A little dick dude probably has to run up in somebody's ass because he probably doesn't fit anywhere else.
I missed that part. What the fuck did I miss this down?
I said a little dick dude probably has to run up in somebody's ass and he probably can't fit anywhere else.
Wow. So you trying to say that about good hygiene? That's why you don't like anal?
Possibly.
Hey, you want to find out?
Are you little or are you average?
Huh?
Are you little or are you average?
You say you got a saxophone.
All I'm going to tell you is this. I'm confident, not cocky.
What?
It's confident, not cocky.
Well, there's a lot of confident dudes with little dicks, so I'm confused. What does that mean?
Well, what you asking? Huh?
Anybody on the line can verify for you?
Wow.
God damn, you can put me on blast like that. Ain't nobody on this phone.
I'm just asking.
I knocked light skin out the box. I'll give you a reason to save a video.
Nah, I made some good ones, so I don't know about that.
What'd you say?
I said I've made some good ones, so I don't know about that.
Well, date, time, place, I'll be there.
Okay, so Nikki,
don't try to take her away from me now. Get your ass out of here.
Listen, man, this ain't the motherfucking date line, dude.
Hey, Lola up there.
Huh? Lola's there? Yes.
Get his ass up out of here.
Hey, you get me off my own show, dude.
Cut him off the line. Thank God.
What position do you like anal in, or what's the easiest position for you to take anal, Nikki?
Well, me, hanging off the bed, hands on the floor, him on top of the bed, and you got that, you know, kind of arched and low. That works best for me.
So you hanging off the bed with your ass up in the air and your hands on the floor?
Correct.
Well, that's some awkward-ass shit there. I'll be like, look,
it works.
Damn, she sounds like she's going to make a nigga catch a trolley horse.
Work with it.
Hands on the floor. Right.
And that was easy.
Just have your knees up on the bed.
Way to do that way?
Yes, because it slides right in.
Oh.
So you almost like up, you turn it upside down. You like at a, you're at a 160-degree angle, right?
No, wait.
Well, wait a minute. What's the
Mickey,
okay, hold on. Are you laying on the bed with your legs, or you or your
no.
legs is in a
like,
doggy position?
You
got
doggy
your hands on the floor.
A doggy position with your hands on the floor, ass in the air.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
A, is that like a? That's like goddamn. What kind of?
That's all.
How tall are you?
That's
all
about
right
an
angle.
What's your weight? I'm not. No offense. Are you a small, medium, or large?
I'm not. I'm a large.
Whoa. Are you a big and beautiful?
I am.
Oh, well, of course it's easy for you to get in that position.
But it don't matter whether you're small, medium, or large.
Okay.
No,
now,
it do matter. You got to have something to get down there.
Excuse
Leslie,
me?
Leslie, are you there?
I sure am.
What position is best for you for anal?
I like to be stand up, bent over, because I like to back that thing up on it.
Oh.
Are you
a small, you're the only one that likes to sit on a dick. Everybody else can say, you need a fucking weak ass motherfucker. Lola's talking about, oh, you got to sit on it. Everybody else is taking back shots. What the fuck, Lola?
She like to be comfortable.
I want bad knees.
Yeah,
that's
it. I want to be comfortable.
Most of them
don't want
to be comfortable either way.
All right, hold on, y'all. We got the resident mad rapper calling right now. We have Rich. You there, Rich?
Oh,
yes,
I gotta
sir.
Go. I hear my kids coming.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Big Rich, what's up, Rich?
What's going on, Steph?
What's going on, player?
Not much. I'm outside.
Steph,
hold
down. Steph,
so
she's
down
the drown. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Yeah, y'all. First, I want to get with this mixture. How the fuck? You keep a video in your phone over so much amount of time that you're going to find in your phone.
Hey, I didn't hear him. Y'all laughing. I can't hear him.
Now, what I said was, how the hell you keep a video of another fucking another nigga in your phone?
It's my damn phone.
All right, but you with somebody else. I'm pretty sure you
okay.
have to slap your ass or something.
That's how you know women are disrespectful to this dude.
Did you hear how did he get it, though? They was fucking
Cody
style, and he asked for the phone while they was fucking. And then he's going through the phone looking while they're fucking.
Somebody got a mute
oh, wow.
their phone.
Wow.
Somebody
can
do that
to
kid on
well,
no. DCW, ACS, and fucking NYPD.
Well, right now, well, you know what? That's probably me, because I'm outside, and I got kids over there.
Oh, okay.
But, well, Nicky, all I'm going
to
tell you is, if that was me behind you, you wouldn't be able to do anything else, be passing
so,
nobody no damn
phone.
Yeah,
you
wasn't doing something right. If you
could
multitask and fuck, it's something wrong.
So, Nicky, let me ask you something.
I'm not married. I'm single. As far as I'm concerned, with no ring, I'm single.
All right, so your man found it in your phone, right?
He's a man, yeah.
Okay, how did you get out of it? What did you tell him? What did he do?
Well, his issue was, how come if I wasn't sleeping
how
with anybody
come?
In between... All right,
you're not messing with a man. You're messing with a knucklehead. Because there ain't no
yeah.
way,
no
man...
Don't
you
let me answer or not.
You know what?
I'm
going to let you answer, but your first word just threw me off anyway. He said, how come?
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm just reiterating. I'm not going to tell you word for word, but the whole thing was, he wanted to know how come the video was after our video if I haven't slept with anybody since him. So what I said
you downloaded
it
later?
Exactly. That's exactly what I said. Exactly.
You know what? And he went for that. Like I said.
So
he's
you know what he said?
Hey, Big Rick. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Check this out. And that shit, no bullshit. That shit, if I see another nigga stroking my girl, my main girl, my wife, that shit hurt my pride. Her ass ain't gonna tell me she downloaded or anything acceptable if I see a nigga stroking that person.
But she's saying it's an old video. You ain't got a problem with her
saying
it was an old video.
It shouldn't have been in the phone whether it's over the
either
not.
Way,
she's
guilty as hell.
You would have had a saxophone in your ass.
Video.
You
he
definitely
would
have had a saxophone in your ass. A real saxophone, too. Ain't
hey,
no question about
it.
Because
I bet you what? I bet you he stepped his game up. I bet you it did hurt his pride, but I bet you
yeah.
he got it together.
Yeah. No disrespect, Nikki, but he a weak-ass nigga. Ain't no way in hell you going to show him a video again.
I didn't
and he going to step his game
I
up.
I didn't show him.
When you want somebody, you want them. So he's doing what he's doing.
Well, the first mistake was
to go see a video of them while you're fucking them. Hell no.
But then guess what? Don't go through my phone.
And I'm going to tell you, the nigga got a weak stroke. If he got time to scroll through your phone and he's giving you back shots, he got a weak stroke, baby.
Exactly. You can't multitask when you're getting this dick. When I'm giving it to you, you can't multitask.
You want to drop that fucking phone. So it's like if you're on the phone talking to your girlfriend, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to hit you.
Hey, Nick, you want a perfect example? No bullshit. When you seen Baby Boy, when old boy went up and she was on the phone, see that dick went up and she said, I got to go. You up here still having a conversation.
Exactly.
That's how you know you got good dick. Now, get ready to that nigga in some jersey.
That nigga, I don't know. I hope you ain't still with him, Alex, because you probably got a couple of more in there that he ain't see yet.
Hey, well, this is you want to test his heart? This is what you do. Tomorrow, after this video is up, let him hear it and see if he's still standing by his backbone.
Nah, he didn't watch it. He clicked it and saw it, but he didn't watch it.
He didn't click it and saw it, but ain't watch it.
He didn't want, like, click it. In order for you to know that it was somebody other than him, he had to put it.
All right, so you're saying he clicked it, seeing you fucking somebody and cut it off.
And yeah, correct. And then we got into it. It wasn't no more fucking.
And then he got into it.
But after he saw it, did y'all finish fucking?
Negative. He pulled right out.
So why did he say he said the same thing?
His shit went soft.
Let me tell you this. I don't give a listen.
That shit went soft.
Hey, Rich, if that was me, I'm going to finish, and then we argue after. Because I got to get mine off.
Because that's what I'm saying. The real man, he's going to be mad. He's going to try to tear your everything up, your butthole and everything. He's going to try to rip you apart, and then he's going to leave you.
That's what's going to happen.
And then he's going to step on. I don't know what type of dude you messing with. I don't know. Maybe you need to take him on a Jerry Springer or something to make sure it's all there. Because something ain't right.
Oh,
so it definitely ain't right there because for him to just stop and then don't do nothing. I'd be dead if I'm gonna look at a movie of my girl. I'm in there already. I'm gonna try my best to tear that shit up. I might get a bottle and throw it up in there and everything else. Because when I'm done, he's gonna be like,
what? You must have took his virginity or something.
Huh?
You must have took his virginity or something.
She must have did something to him. From the foul part of New York.
And that nigga from the Queens.
Exactly from the South.
Oh, my
God.
Nah,
ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Now, okay, we done covered both subjects tonight. Do anybody have anything they want to talk about or discuss or like to ask a question for the board, for the forum, anything like that?
I asked a question. Nobody answered it. This is
what was the question?
I want to know, you go into somebody's phone, male or female, what's the sense of going through their phone, being nosy, snooping, and doing all of that, and there's no repercussion from it? There's no, they don't suffer anything. You stay with them, and they continue
they
to do what they do. That you don't leave. You stay with them. So you go and find out the man is cheating, and then you continuously just argue with him about it and keep sticking to his phone looking for stuff. Why?
They want something. They want a reason to go do something for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Even men, what are you looking for?
They're looking for an excuse to cheat.
Exactly. Like if you got a good dude and he fucking, after he finished fucking, or he knows his girl at home, he'd feel bad. And then when he come home and lay in the bed, you question his ass and want to argue, he don't feel bad no more. So he go and do it again.
He don't feel bad if he continues. If I question you or don't question you, whether he knows or not, it don't matter. You don't feel bad because you keep doing it.
Well, you got to, because I don't know. I can't take the cold of the man, but.
The code of a man is to fuck anything with a big butt and smile.
No.
All y'all big butts don't smell good anyway. So you need to cut it out.
Once you get a
stick your dick and stuff that don't smell good, I'm lost.
No,
we're not.
Everybody
can do it.
Who do that? Right. Every man do it. You said every man, all y'all worry about the big butt and the smiles. I said every big butt. Don't smell good.
Hey, Steph, what's the lady name that just said that?
Nikki said that. What makes you think that all men do that? All men will do that because I damn sure ain't sticking
up.
Hey, Nikki, I want you to listen to this real quick. Hey, Lola.
Yeah.
You better tell her about good hygiene. She said, hey, we stick out there with anything. You crazy as hell. You better tell her my apologies.
Ask for hygiene. I know you ain't doing nothing unless somebody walks. I already know.
You go. You better wash that shit. Wash that motherfucker. And if it's dirty, I'll wash it up for
you. Before you wash. I'm saying if a woman has an issue or odor, soap ain't going to cover that up. It might mask it for a minute, but it's not going to cover it up.
Well, listen. If it's something quick, fast like that, and I got to go out at home cook meal, I watch it for that moment, because I only need 10 minutes, 20 minutes of their time.
Oh, I definitely ain't making no videos this week.
Huh?
Wow.
That's
it. He definitely ain't making no videos.
Hold on. I got to drop that real quick.
Every session got to be a fucking marathon. Every fucking session got to be a fucking marathon.
It could be
a 3-yard dash every now and then.
I don't need anything about that. When you get him that good first 10 minutes,
like, boom.
If that nigga can't make you nut in that first 10 minutes, you need to get his ass up out of there.
Well,
you're going to be satisfied.
Again? So I'm getting one nut, that's it?
No, I didn't say you're going to get one, but that's all I got to get the first time.
First 10 minutes, I'm just confused.
I'm going to figure you out. If you can fuck good and it's good to me, I can keep going. But if it's whack, I'm going to get mine off and go somewhere 10 else.
10 minutes is?
Huh?
10 minutes is fast.
10 minutes ain't 10 minutes are like an hour when you got good dick when you need it.
10 minutes is like 2 songs or 4 songs on a mixtape. Like,
there's gotta be no rules based on fucking on actual lengths of songs. This is my yo, we gonna fuck to the whole Jodeci first album and all this.
Pop to Lola.
Well, yeah. Who said pop to Lola?
Just like a dude, if a woman got good twat, that shit should be super cool and make a nigga ready.
Yeah, I don't know. If she got some bomb shit, then yeah, we can fuck all.
If you got a nigga, let's tell y'all something. Y'all want to? They want to learn the man code. If you got some good shit, nigga should be there for all a long time. That means something wrong with your shit if he there forever. That shit either dry or it's outdated.
No, but if our shit is
no,
good,
no,
if,
okay,
I can bust me, listen, I can bust me a
y'all
nut.
Convince ourselves.
Get
y'all
right back up.
Y'all niggas
exactly,
just stop,
exactly.
Put it out, regain your composure, go back in again. Like, y'all ain't trying to nut on no good
shit.
Coochie.
Shit.
Y'all trying to stay up in there as long as y'all can.
No, I'm trying to
get
that
first one.
Come on. If it's real, then I can bust a quick one.
Come on, you done.
I must be a quick one. Everybody busts a quick one every now and then. But that second one, shit.
That's the
answer.
He's saying real good. What's real good?
The first one is just to fill you out. The second one is just go for the goal.
The first one you better do in the bathroom before I get there.
Oh, I'll do that sometime. I'll give me a hand job right quick before I come over there.
Hey,
and then you can see you get the first thing, you can get the second nut.
Hey, I ain't never tell nobody this, right?
Hold on, tell you something. Hold on. What'd you say, Tim?
What? Shut the fuck up, Lola.
I heard you say something.
No, I didn't say
that. Who said that?
What'd she say?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, okay.
She got a nice voice. I like what she said. What's your name?
Tiffany.
Oh, no. Oh, the phone, God damn.
She said, hey, that.
I want to hear what good hygiene ain't never told nobody before.
God damn, you're going to put me on the spot so they didn't hear that shit.
You said it. We heard you.
Well, look, I ain't telling nobody this shit before, but right. When I got somebody that be talking cash shit to me, right, and I talk cash shit back to them, I got to make sure I bust their ass so they can't be talking bad, right? Well, you know, you go to your little poppy store, them little two blue pills in the pack, I pop me one of them in, I be good all night.
You talking about you seeing
this
thing bag,
man?
See, you
out
of the
They don't sell bag in a fucking corner store.
Oh, my God.
You need to buy some shit.
Right, hey, yo, it's some bullshit,
note.
Right? And yo, that shit called. They only $2 to a dollar a pill.
You talking about them shits in the box? You talking about them shits in the box?
You talking about some shit they got on the fucking on the count? $2?
They hanging up on the help you rack. Like, don't nobody buy them shit. But, boy, I'm telling them shit. I don't know if it's just all in the head, but boy, I'll be feeling
man,
quick to the motherfucker.
First of all, that shit ain't even FDA approved.
You better
so you taking Advil, nigga.
Hey,
this
shit
gonna
get hard
and never go down one day. You
keep. Hey, y'all saying I think I love my wife.
That happened.
They'll take a they'll stick a needle in there, drain that motherfucker. But I'm telling you,
why
that shit had you.
That?
Listen, it was. I'm telling you, I can't. I kind of look like coming around y'all, especially if it's a girl we all know. And they talking cash shit to me, and the expectation is, huh? I got to put me a little insurance on it. I got to shoot me a little insurance on it.
If you got to put insurance on it, that means your shit ain't good.
I don't know who that is, but if you hang around us,
that's
and these motherfuckers talk shit, hey, Steph, where
yeah.
I get down to the 1,000 foot, and she ain't
so
ready,
what?
I hit it with that little nitrous, I'll get off them fucking bumpers.
You should be able to back this shit up without popping pills. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lola.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this though. No bullshit. Steph and Tiffany, y'all know the other one that we know, that we all know. That was all natural.
I ain't believing it. Where is she at?
The other one that we
talking about
that was all natural.
All natural, son. Oh. That's natural.
But when you was that the way to be acting all crazy and shit?
Yeah, that's natural.
You ain't shit.
That was all natural, son. Now I'm telling you, no bullshit. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was all natural. Boy,
if I had one. Y'all, I tell you
about later, sir. I was thinking if I had to pop one, but I'd have got to it. But boy, I was gonna pop one. I might have popped two for that one.
Oh, but yo, listen, if you got some good shit, and I'm really liking it and digging it, yo, we can fuck all the time. But if it ain't all of that,
that's why dudes cheat, because they don't want to get tired of the same old puss.
And we can get tired of the same old thing.
Exactly.
But Nikki, I guarantee I had your ass. I had that large ass bent over, and you'd be calling me all fucking dumb.
I bet you if you pop two of them pills, maybe you could. I doubt you can handle it without them, though.
Nah, I can hang without them. You don't know natural. Natural is good, too.
Well, shit, you seem like you need insurance, so I ain't all that excited about natural.
Nah, let me just tell you, like, we got to talk in peer pressure more, boy. Them motherfuckers be on our ass.
You traumatized.
Exactly, because it sounds
what the hell is y'all got? Yeah. Where the hell is Yaya at?
She's gonna take care of herself.
Oh, I haven't been hearing from her in a while.
And that large ass probably be sliding up the bed, can't take no dick anyway.
Oh my lord.
Who's that? Mark Puff, what are you talking about?
laying up there like, wait, you know, I hate that shit when you giving that dick. And they put their hands right there on your stomach and be pushing you out. Like, get your ass off you. I'm telling you.
Is that before or after you take the pill?
That's all the time. That's before. I told you, my natural's a motherfucker. I'm whole naturally aspirated.
After
but sometimes
you take the pill, I heard nothing before that.
I'm naturally aspirated all the time, but I said I only do that if I got a heavy hitter on my hands or that. I got to make sure I live up to the standards because, you know, sometimes it's all in the head. You got a good banging chick. Pussy's great. We be like, God damn, this shit better than I thought. And she be like, oh, I'm ready to blow. You got to hold her back a little bit. Make sure she come first. And then I can come.
Regular norm. You have to be on the pill.
It's a science to this shit. If you got a nut, if you make the nut chick nut first, that's why I always tell the chicks when I'm fucking them, let me know when you nut. So I can see how much longer I can last after your ass gonna go. If
I ain't telling
twice.
You shit.
Oh, you don't know? You don't know?
I can tell when that shit starts running down
if
her
you
leg.
You gotta tell you
I'm
that.
Like,
if you got
that much. Well, it depends. Some people are squirted and some people are not. Okay, you don't know if that shit juicy, what? You don't be knowing all the time when they come. See, you sound like a dry motherfucker.
I ain't dry, but I bet you what? I bet you when I wet him up, he knows.
Well, I'm gonna find out.
Out by
you said you're a large, right? A large or extra large?
Who's a large? What are you talking about? Who's a large?
I missed something. Who's a large?
Okay, this is what happened. This is what happened. They were talking about anal fucking, right? So they asked, what position is best for you? So Lola said she got to sit on it. Leslie said she liked to stand up and take back shots, and she throw it back on him. And Nikki said she likes to lay on the bed, hang off, you know, in the back shot position, hang off of the bed with her hands on the floor.
What the fuck?
Mark said,
good hygiene.
So he said, no wonder. Yeah, good hygiene, said that. Good hygiene said, no wonder. You're a big girl.
So Nikki, you're a big girl.
But I don't understand why she gotta be big. I'm thinking she's tall. Let me tell you why she gotta be big. I knew it.
Tall. If she's a fat girl and you're tapping on, you hear. She's a big girl. All right, it's not the squeezing that's doing that. It's the slapping of the ass and the fat and the sweat. All right.
No, but that's not what she's saying. She's saying
she's large because if she says she's large, she has the ability to have excessive spreading.
No,
so
her being large has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with her hands touching the floor.
And if you're a big girl, okay, so if you're doing anal sex with a big girl, that's just nasty. I'm sorry.
No, but that's not what she was saying. They was trying to figure out what size she was because she said her hands is touching the floor. So I think she ought to be tall if her hands is touching the floor. But somebody just went off and asked her what size she was. But that ain't got nothing to do with the position she was.
Yes, it do.
Oh, okay.
She's small, but it doesn't matter. Check it out. She says she's on her knees and her hands are still touching the floor.
Okay, if her pants is an extra large, she's a big girl.
If you are on the bed in a feet in the doggy position with your knees on the bed and your ass in the air and you can touch the floor,
First of all, everybody's bed is different, so you don't know what position I'm in on my bed. Let me finish. Like, let me get somebody here. Tiffany's a small.
I don't know Lola, Lola, so it doesn't
see,
matter.
I'm not being funny. Y'all look perfect. You know, I like it. Y'all beautiful. Tiffany is small. Lola and Yaya is largest. And somebody else, like the size of Fat Cat, is extra large.
I don't know Fat Cat.
That's a good thing. You want to be large. That means you are in good shape. Extra large is wrong. I like me a large woman. A full moon could get it too, though.
Who is a fat cat? I will in a second, yes.
All right, let me see. Do you show no fat cat?
I don't know none of y'all, really. Okay, all right.
Nigga,
can I ask you something?
Because
are you big?
Why you can't stand me?
Good hygiene. Why you got a mask? Every fucking thing.
Huh?
Who said they gonna do the cow that jumped over the moon? Who the hell just said that?
Hey.
What?
Hey, nigga, what size bed you got in your room?
I have a king size bed.
See, she an extra large.
I have a king size because I have a king size.
When she's a king size, that means she like men that's her size or better, so they can both fuck up the bed.
That's nasty.
I can't help that you like to sleep in a twin or a queen. That's not my style. My man is 6'4". I have a king size bed.
340 pounds. You are.
Stop popping them pills because they fucking with your brain.
I'm telling you, I know this shit like a book. If she had a queen size, then she would have been a large. Anything over that? Extra large, king size, or custom fit made bed like Shaq.
Going kings now, boo. You got to get up on it. You must still be in your full or your queen. Everybody does kings now.
That's how I know your man weak back. He stayed with your ass because he can't get nobody else, and nobody want his nutty professor ass.
But you know what? He's down lovely.
Nick, I'm just bumping chops. You know, I'm just trying to make it have fun, man. Don't take it personally. You probably an extra medium. But I'm just playing with you, you know, just to have a good time.
My skin's tough in that, boo. Stop popping. All
right, well, let me see that big ass.
I don't do friends.
Huh?
I don't do friends.
I ain't your friend.
Oh, my God.
I know you're not my friend, but somebody I did may be yours.
Oh. I don't know. Hey, wait. Oh. What'd you say?
You a big freak. Huh?
Oh, so you somebody. Oh, so you mean to tell me you somebody else's regular? Damn, I gotta find out who you is.
Do tell.
Oh shit.
I wanna know who the fuck your friend is, Nikki.
Yeah.
Where you from in New York, Nikki? Let me do my investigation.
Hell yeah, that we know, and I know him too. Must be a fat ass.
You from the five boroughs, Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
What about
you? Hey, Nikki,
you,
hey, listen, let me see if you ain't scared your shit, your thick skin. What's your name on Facebook? Let me see your ass in person. What's your name on Facebook, Nikki? Don't be hard to scare. Show and tell. I'm going to let you know exactly what size you are in 2 minutes before the phone hang up.
I'm not giving you my name.
See, exactly. Hey, Rich.
That's
because I don't
Rich.
Yeah. Hey, Rich. Yeah. Hey, check this out, Rich. Her ass is like precious. Because I know who the fuck she is. Hey, yo. Hey, now I'm just playing. Hey, Nikki, don't go do no voodoo on me. I just like to have fun, dog.
I'm so fucking weak
right now.
I got some blue pills for you, boo.
Huh?
I got some blue pills for you. Don't get scared now.
You got some pills, man. I don't want that shit.
I
got an overload limit. You said I can push it in. You know what happens when you overload? Boom!
Yo, this nigga need a fucking hug, man.
He's so tonight.
Hey, nah, nigga, I just playing. Like, hey, bro, if you knew me, you wouldn't take it personal. But you don't know me, so don't.
I'm not taking it personal now, and I don't know you. That's exactly why I'm not taking it personal.
All right, so do you custom order your thongs?
No, I make them sometimes.
Oh, you just get a whole lot of string and just put it up there?
I like to go with no drawers and thongs.
You might not wear that, too.
And you a big girl?
Cause it's tough. That's cause she can't find it. She go to home. She want a thong. She want to put a thong on. She go to Home Depot and get a garden hose and just put that shit around it, right?
What was that movie, Sheldon High? What was that movie where he thought the girl was slim and she was big?
Shadow High.
Where she threw the thongs. That's how their joints look. Remember he threw the thong and he opened them up and he was like, "Get over here, Houdini."
What she do is she go to Home Depot, get a 40-foot hose, throw it around her waist, and one of her crack, she got a thong.
I don't even understand what's going on.
Man, y'all motherfuckers ain't shit. We got 2 minutes left for this show.
2 minutes left and they carrying. Look at this shit.
We just
just having fun. That's all, you know.
Oh my God,
hey,
man.
Hey Nikki, I would love to meet your acquaintance at the cookout we have it next week. Would you happen to want to come? Huh?
I'll be in the Bahamas. Sorry.
In the Bahamas. Hey, make sure you got your own personal life, boo. I don't want nobody else to sink your ass, you know. You're like, I'm reading that paper like, damn, go with the life, bro.
Oh, man.
My stomach hurts. Can you stop, please?
Oh, my God, you stupid.
Oh,
take plenty
man.
Of pictures and make
now,
sure y'all
I'm
at, on
hey,
Facebook
yo.
So I
hey.
Can see you at the cookout. I need to know who you are.
Hey, Nikki,
fact,
I swear
to
hey, Nikki, if I find out and you are down, forget anything I said, all right, because I'm going to damn sure try to get you. But if you
I told you I don't do friends.
I'm telling you,
know
you.
Who the fuck is you fucking that know him?
Ha ha! I don't.
She's lying her ass off because ain't
lying.
No,
because
she don't even. Man, listen. If I knew if she was somebody else's side piece, I would know her name so we could lie for each other. So she ain't nobody. If somebody else is fucking you and they ain't telling, it's something wrong with them. They keep you a secret for a reason.
Okay. It is what it is.
I'm gonna find out who you is, Nikki.
I know you're gonna try.
I'm going to put up Nikki. I'm going to type in Nikki, a.k.a. Big Girl. He will come up.
Yo, I'm thinking we got no time left.
Nah, Nikki, how's
you?
Hold on,
y'all.
Good luck with that.
It was a good
now,
show tonight,
Ron,
man.
Because I'm about to look for him.
It was a good show tonight. It was great. Thanks for everybody for calling in. Lola, Mark, Rich, Lavina, Tiffany, even though she was fucking listening. Leslie had a little good input today. It was a great show. Love, life, loyalty with your old Steph Dallas. It's Butter Baby. Later. Peace.
It's your boy, Mike Jack. So I'm missing. Stand up. Heat up for the club. Yeah, we pop some bottles and throwing them dollars up. VIP out here, I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me, I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it, getting money ain't no stopping, and that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man shit, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We get money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me, can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, I done did it. All black shades with an all black finish. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really talking. Yeah. Cold, Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, pop the bottle. Popping bottles and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We get money, popping bottles and we shut shit down. We get money, popping bottles and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me, can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. I'm